rather أن يكون أكيله وشريبه وقعيده. He would actually sit with him, eat with him, he would recline with him. So in other words, he would become part and parcel of his majlis. So he would associate. One thing we learn from this hadith is that just associating with bad people, people sometimes wonder, what is the effect of company? Here this hadith shows that this alim now came and he says, just associating, he wasn't involving himself in the sin, but he was associating with those sinners. In other words, he wasn't telling them anything that it is wrong. The next day, he sat with them, ate with them, as though everything is normal. He did not show any kind of disapproval. Then then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on further to say, what is the harmful effects of this? That way you just mix with the evil people without even telling them anything, without any disapproval. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, فَلَمَّا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْضِهِمْ بِبَعْضٍ. After they did this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unified their hearts in sin. Meaning those people that were committing sin and this ulama, Allah Pak unified all their hearts into sin. So made those ulama also become sinners. By the mere fact that they didn't stop the people and they were mixing with those that are committing sin. Therefore to keep good company is very, very important. Anyway, the hadith goes on to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these people were cursed upon the tongues of Dawud alayhi salatu salam and Isa alayhi salatu salam, the son of Maryam alayhi salam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَلِي الْمُنْكَرِ وَلَتَأْخُذُنَّ عَلَى يَدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that never, he takes an oath that you should enjoin towards good, forbid evil, and you should stop the person from committing zulm. Stop the person from committing zulm sometimes means that a person, if he can really effectively stop him from committing zulm, he should stop him, or he shouldn't help that person that is committing zulm. In other words, in any way he shouldn't assist him in whatever zulam oppression a person is causing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should actually persuade a person towards haqq. You should restrict him upon the haqq. Oh Allah, otherwise if you don't do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join your heart with those that are committing the sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will curse you like how he had cursed the people of the Bani Israel. One of the things ulama mentioned is that when it comes to speaking out, it becomes very difficult, especially if a person is an affluent person, influential person, and people feel shy and people feel afraid because of the person's influence. So therefore a true alim is one, a true person, not necessarily an alim, but a true person who has knowledge. A person who has knowledge is that person that when it comes to speaking out, he doesn't feel shy. There was one buzruk, a pious person. Now in India, many years back, there was, it happened that if a person sits with his legs stretched out facing the Quran, we'll say this is disrespectful. Or if he takes his legs and he faces it towards the Qibla, stretched out, this is deemed something disrespectful. So like that, at that time, to stretch your legs out towards an elderly person, towards a leader, towards a king, it was also regarded as something very disrespectful to stretch one's legs. So anyway, this leader, this king, Bacha type of person came to meet the Buzruk. They would do that often. We find now also in many parts of the world that the leaders, they know that there's some pious person, they'll come to meet him for dua, because dua is something everyone needs. Even the person that got wealth also, he knows he needs dua. So they would come to meet the pious for dua, etc. So this king came up to this Buzruk, this pious person, and he seen that he didn't change his posture. His legs were stretched out when the king walked in. And he didn't change his posture. So as the king was walking, this person's legs were facing him. So he felt a little bit offended, because you're not used to this way a person's legs is facing. So then the king asked the Buzruk, since when did you learn to stretch your legs out like that towards me? So this pious person replied, the day I learned to pull my hands back, that's the day I learned I can stretch my legs out. In other words, the day I stopped asking from people, that's the day I realized that I don't have to be influenced by people. He was just teaching him something, that this is something when a person wants to show or teach a lesson or teach somebody something, but if he doesn't have any monetary interest, then it becomes very easy for him to say what he wants to say. So therefore, mixing with people, even if they may be influential, ulama say that sometimes it's better not to mix with people like that, especially if a person doesn't have authority, because they will influence him to do good, and then he will start justifying what they're saying just to be in their company. So therefore, we've got to be very careful of this. Today's hadith, عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه قال يا أيها الناس إنكم لتقرؤون هذه الآية يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. حضرت أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه once came and told the people immediately. This hadith also shows how when somebody's got a wrong understanding of something, you have to correct the understanding. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he came and told the people that you read this ayat here, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, all you who believe, that take care of yourself, worry about yourself, be concerned about yourself. لَا يَذُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ, that person that is on dalalat, that person that is misguided, he can't harm you if you are guided. In other words, if you are on the right path, don't fear that person who's on the wrong path, he can't misguide you. So the people understood that only concern yourself with yourself, don't worry about others. In other words, anybody is doing wrong, don't worry. Because of this ayat, alaykum anfusakum, worry about yourself. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood that people were understanding this in this context. Immediately he came to correct them, and he read this ayat to them, and he told them, وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ إِذَا رَأُوا الظَّالِمَ فَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَى يَدَيْهِ عُوشَكَ أَيَّ عُمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعِقَابٍ مِنْهُ, رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَالتِّرْمِذِي وَالنَّسَائِي بِأَسَانِدٍ صَحِيحٍ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say that verily people, if they see an oppressor and they do not stop him from his oppression, very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down an all-encompassing azab that will encompass all of them. In other words, they seen wrong taking place, but they did nothing about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down such an azab, it will encompass everybody. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq firstly, to make it a point that we keep good company, and we try and not to keep in the company of people that will influence us incorrectly. Therefore in Urdu there is a nice saying, it says, Gore ke pichari, or Badshah ke agari se bachao, that beware of the back of a horse and beware of the front of a influential person. The reason being is the back of a horse, anytime the horse decides, you can just give a back kick. If you're standing right behind the horse's leg, you can get hurt. And don't be too close to an influential person, because an influential person sometimes can just snap and he can just lose his cool, or he can just say something, and because you're very close to him, you can become the victim. So these two type of things, is a nice thing, Mawlana Masila Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that be careful of these two things. So therefore, if a person, he mixes with his own kind, his own ilk, and his people that he can influence, and they won't influence him, subhanAllah, give us tawfiq of making amal. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. SubhanAllah, rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.